Thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness, beside the other in her lifetime. And if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, ye shall not vex him. Vex the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor, and in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. But if he will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself, if we tell him that the child is dead? A nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. How long will he vex my soul, and break me in pieces with words? Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Let us go up against Judah and vex it, and let us make a breach therein for us, and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabeel. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. I will also vex the hearts of many people when I shall bring thy destruction among the nations, into the countries which thou hast not known. Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for booties unto them? Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church,